Australia is set to meet the government's clean energy target ahead of schedule. The Clean Energy Regulator says new renewable investments mean the 33,000 gigawatt hours target for 2020 will be met ahead of time. The regulator says the growth in solar, and particularly very large solar projects, will be key to meeting the target. I spoke earlier to the chair of the regulator, David Parker.
We've announced today that we've got in the pipeline of big new renewable power stations that are going to be built, we've got more than 6,500 megawatts of capacity. Now, that's worth about a million of the standard rooftop solar installations that you see on the streets as you drive around.
So a lot has been built. When will the target be met?
Okay, so a lot's being built. There's a target which comes to a rest in 2020, and we expect stuff to be built well in time for that.
So does that suggest that the target wasn't ambitious enough?
Oh, look, I'm not sure it's a question of ambition. At this point, we're just saying that we're well ahead of it. Indeed, there have been some further announcements today of additional projects, so we're well on track.
There were numerous concerns from the Abbott government at the time the target was established that the RET would increase electricity prices and lead to energy shortages. Mm-hmm. Does this suggest that those fears were unfounded?
Well, I think that what we're going to see is much more supply come into the grid. Indeed, a lot of this installation that's going in is solar energy. In fact, much more than we thought was going to be the case. And the good thing about solar is it's going to be there on hot, sunny days. So this should actually help the supply problem.
And what will be the impact on prices, do you think?
Well, it's going to push prices down, and it should push down prices that are in the renewable energy scheme itself. And that will come through to households over time, and we'll see prices and costs come down.
There have also been concerns that incentivising the growth of renewables could make our electricity supply less reliable, less stable. Are we seeing any evidence of that?
Well, I think that part of the story today is that with this solar element of this, much more solar than we expected, and if you go back to 2016 up until that point, only 4% of the new announcements were solar. Last year it was 46%. So I think that's a significant change in the story. Solar should actually help stabilise the grid. The market's adjusted here as the price of solar's come down. As the time to install new solar has come down markedly, we're seeing the market shift into solar.
There are still those who argue that you cannot beat for stability those good old-fashioned power stations, the old fleet. Is there any merit in that?
Well, look, there's some merit in that when the good old-fashioned power stations work, but of late we actually have seen a number of those power stations trip out when it's been very hot, and for the old ones as well. So there is a nuance, if you like, to the story where we're seeing unpredictability come into the thermal sector as well.
The states have their own renewable energy targets, of course. Victoria has set itself another target to have 40% by 2025. Queensland, the Northern Territory, South Australia hit its target of 80% last year, 8 years ahead of schedule. Does this suggest that we need more ambitious targets to drive government policy at the federal level?
Well, look, I think that's really a policy matter for you to talk to governments about. I mean, there are issues that have come up when you have that degree of penetration of 80%. And if the wind suddenly drops or the sun suddenly stops shining, then you've got an issue of what's the backup. So you get into those stories when you have very high levels of renewables penetration. But for the targets that we're talking about for Australia-wide, those issues aren't really an issue except in the particular jurisdictions that you've talked about.
Observers in the renewable sector say the issue now is that there's no real framework guiding the renewable sector. Is that something that concerns you, or is it self-driving now?
Well, there is going to be an element of self-drive because the costs of installation of these power stations is coming down. But then, of course, there is the whole new policy field around the National Energy Guarantee, and that's been worked on by the Commonwealth and the states at the moment. Some of the detail of that obviously is still to come out, and I'm sure there'll be discussion. So I'm not involved in that, but it's a future field.
The chair of the Clean Energy Regulator, David Parker, speaking to me earlier.